Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Hey, baddies. Welcome to another Tuesday morning or Monday, midnight Monday. If you are one of our hardcore baddies. But we have a really good episode for you today. I don't know what it is.
Little
but
do you
Jess
know.
Says that it's good. So therefore, yeah, she will never tell me what the episodes are. She likes to get my live reaction, which is traumatizing for me because I've been there.
I don't want.
And she just takes my phone and goes through it, which is fun.
I don't want Tracy to like
say no.
Google or yeah, or say no. I like sneak attacking her. It's much better. Clearly. And same goes for Alan. Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Hi, Daddy.
It's too early for Alan.
Alan's not here for it. I mean, I'm not here for it.
I have really bad insomnia, so I went to sleep at about 6 a.m.
Mm. Oh, so like an hour ago.
Maybe take a sleeping pill, melatonin, anything?
I do have melatonin.
Oh, how's that working out?
Ooh, can you take one right now and then record with us? That'd be so funny. Like try to fight sleep.
It's not like Quaaludes. Like it's a gummy. Like, come on. I'm not going to end this like on Wolf of Wall Street and be like, hey, guys.
And dragging yourself to
yes,
the car.
Yes, that's exactly what I want. I want Wolf of Allen.
The Wolf of Allen. Wolf of Water Street.
Wow, Wolf of Waters is so much better. Well, we do have a fun episode for you guys because we are talking today all things that are chuggy. And I have a feeling if you like us, you've watched Jerseylicious, so you're probably in our age range, and you're probably chuggy.
The fuck does that mean? Is that like Philly slang? Like, what the fuck?
So
like people say John.
So chuggy is a phrase that Gen Z has geared towards millennials,
wow,
a.k.a.
That's really.
And it pretty much means anything that is outdated, but we still think is
wow.
Cool.
All right.
So if you're starting to feel attacked, the attack has not even begun. So a good example of chuggy, let me think of something that's chuggy, then we can all like jump
side
in.
Side parts,
chuggy. Very
it's
good.
It's like literally only a middle part is allowed.
You're
now.
Jumping right in. You're
I know this right because TikTok told me. TikTok was like, you're still rocking a side part. Want to know how I know you're over 30? And I was like, ew, bitch.
Bingo. Bingo. Chuggy. All right. So Ugg boots. Chuggy.
I won't stop.
This is
Can't
what
stop,
I'm saying.
Won't stop.
I don't care how many
fuck you people.
Gen Z make fun of me. I'm going to live and die by my chug.
I don't know what
live
that
and die by my chug. Sounds so gross.
All right, let me give you some more examples so we can all understand. So
Beetle.
Anything yeah. Michael Kors has ever made.
No, I don't even like Michael Kors.
Chuggy.
So yeah.
Rose gold. Chuggy.
I don't like that either.
Cheetah print.
No, fuck you. Cheetah print's a neutral.
That cheetah print's neutral.
It's a neutral color.
Pinterest, Facebook, BuzzFeed, chuggy.
Oh, I agree. I don't use any of them.
Mean girl quotes. Chuggy.
No, fuck that.
Harry Potter quotes. Chuggy.
I agree.
Signs about like live, laugh, love.
Agree. That chuggy. Shit, first of all, it shouldn't even be sold in stores. And if I walk into a guy's apartment and it says live, laugh, love, I'm out.
Run.
I'm fucking
He's a serial
out.
Killer.
You're a serial killer.
If anything, that just means his mom designed
it.
Yeah.
That's even worse. That's even worse.
Signs about like loving your dog, you know, like pretty much anything you see in TJ Maxx, like any of those signs are chuggy. Ray Dunn, my whole house, chuggy.
Wait, I just walked in the front of Jessica's house. It says logs. And it's Ray Dunn font. And it just got logs in it. I'm like, bitch, I know.
I'm the ultimate
I know
chug.
It's got logs in it.
Oh my God. This could be chuggy all at once, but like my parents have a sign at the home place in the bathroom that says, it's all shit and giggles until someone giggles and shits. And like that kind of shit is hilarious to me.
It's chewy. Your parents are chewy and they're not even millennials.
They're boomers.
No, my parents are Gen X.
What the fuck is that?
Gen X.
What does that mean? They're like younger than boomers?
Yeah, so it's boomers, Gen X, millennials.
Is my parents
Gen Z?
Gen X?
When were they born?
There's 61 and 62.
No, they're boomers.
Oh.
Damn, what an insult.
Oh, I forgot you're 12, Alan. I forgot.
Yeah, well, my parents had me when they were like 19.
Oh, okay.
So
they're like
they're both
45, 50?
Yeah, they're in their late 40s.
Wow, that's really close to my age.
Yeah, my parents are in their late 40s. My dad is, well, they're both 40. I can't remember if it's 47 or 48.
Wow, that's really young.
Physically uncomfortable.
Yeah,
right
I'm
now.
Uncomfortable. Go ahead, let's move along. Me and Jess are dangerously close to your parents' age.
What?
Let's move along.
What? Bomb drop. Let's see. Chuggy things. So anything pumpkin spice.
First of all, Eric D'Alessandro said this the other day, and he's like, you don't like pumpkin. You don't like pumpkin spice. You like cinnamon, you like sugar, and you like nutmeg.
Yeah.
He said the inside of a pumpkin smells like a rotting body. You do not like pumpkin spice. People do not like that. It's nutmeg and sugar and cinnamon. So
accurate.
I agree.
That's exactly.
Pumpkin's fucking nasty.
My first and only pumpkin spice latte of the season the other day.
Wow. I'll live on chai, though. I'll do a chai all day.
I wish I liked pumpkin because I like when everything turns pumpkin.
I like the color. Like aesthetic, if
you
will.
Go into the supermarket and there's like a box of just like everything you've ever eaten. I can't even talk about some of these things.
What is it?
I feel so attacked. So Disney adults.
What does that mean?
Chuggy.
Was a Disney adult?
Grown women that like Disney.
So like I can't watch Disney or like...
No, it's more like people...
I think it's more like me in the park.
With your adult friends. With no kids. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree.
Chuggy. Cake pops, chuggy.
Ew, they're gross. They're not even cooked.
Pop sockets, chuggy.
I use the little one on the bottom.
Chevron anything, chuggy.
Okay.
What the fuck is Chevron?
It's
what?
Like the spike print.
The pattern.
Oh, I thought you meant like the fucking gas station, and I was like, what?
What is that? Is that a Southern thing?
I guess. It's like Chevron. A gas station chain.
Gas is probably chuggy, actually. We're going electric, so. Red
right,
Velvet.
Let's calm down. Gen Z can't afford electric cars.
Red Velvet. Chuggy.
Red Velvet is delicious. You can't expire Red Velvet.
It's
that
expired.
Shit is delicious.
A floppy
my
hat.
Wedding cake was Red
Same.
Velvet.
Same. Oh. Mine was Red Velvet lined with cheesecake.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh.
That
double
was probably
cheese.
The best thing that came out of my wedding.
Mine was Red Velvet with raspberry jam and then cream cheese icing.
Bye. You win. You won.
You won. That is delicious.
I'm going to go get that now.
Photo booth props. Chuggy.
Yeah, I agree. They're corny.
Apple picking, pumpkin patch pick,
no,
chuggy.
No, they're still doing it. They're doing it more than us.
It's chuggy.
Every bitch on Instagram is like, picture with my chai.
Yeah, it's chuggy as fuck. It's old. It's all women our age.
No, it's not. It's all
you
these like 21-year-old girls.
All right, well then shots
in,
fired.
Like, booty
back.
Shorts and like cowboy boots at the fucking thing. It's even worse. It's getting worse as these bitches come on.
Axe throwing, chuggy.
I've never done that in my life.
Wrist tattoos?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I did my own.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
I like yours, Alan. It's cute.
Thank you. Wrist tattoos.
Is that like the new tramp stamp?
I don't know, but apparently it tells your age.
Well, I'm 33. Have we had enough fun yet?
It's
That's
like
the fucking fun thing. Is like I've got my brother's birth date on here also,
mm-hmm.
and I am just waiting for the moment because I'm going to be in New York working a show on his birth date, and someone's going to be like, "Oh, is it your birthday?" And then I have to be like, "No."
Yeah, you set yourself up for that.
You
one,
did.
Though.
You
did.
You
really set yourself up.
Yeah, it's like when someone's got like a mom tattoo, and they're like, "Oh, you love your mom," and you're like, "Yeah, she died." And you're just like, "Ooh,
yeah,
this is awkward."
Well, I'm not going to like put my brother's birthday on here if he's alive. That's just weird.
I mean, like, I've seen weirder things.
I can't remember.
Ray J just got his sister's name Brandy tattooed on his entire forearm.
What's he need money like, or something? What's going on?
Yeah. It's weird.
The only thing Ray J's done. The only thing Ray J's done that's made any sense was have sex with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, and I saw it. It wasn't that great. It was mediocre at best.
Wow. Speaking of sex tapes, we have a sex tape mini coming up. But okay, sorry. Just had to plug that. this one's going to really hurt. Over the knee boots.
No.
Chuggy.
Nope. No.
Oversized scarves.
No, that's all I wear. I just wore over the knee boots out last week.
Apparently we're huge chugs. What do you want from me?
What the fuck? This is, I don't even like the word. Very, I feel very, very attacked. Also, I came off of a very fucked up morning that I had. Not a great morning for me. So I'm already in a testy ass mood.
This is everything I'm saying. Like, I live and die by like 90% of this stuff.
I live and die by leopard print and thigh high boots alone. So, and wrist tattoos.
Wrist tattoos.
With a side part.
With a side part. Heavy, heavy side part.
Like, can they really say brunch is chuggy?
We're no, because people are brunch? Doing it.
Avocado toast. Chug.
Yeah, I'll give that. No, I'll give that.
That shit is so good. Dunkin' Donuts just added it to their menu. How can it be chuggy?
I don't want an avocado from Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm saying they just started adding it. So it's obviously updated just for them now. I just saw a fucking billboard I drove by.
Wearing a tutu with a Halloween costume.
Agree. No one should do that if you're over 15.
What if your costume's a ballerina?
Don't do it. There's other costumes.
Mm-hmm. Monogram anything is super cheap.
I hate it. Yeah. It's
like, you know, on like on our wedding and stuff, like everybody like had like initials and it's chuggy.
No, I hate it. It's out. I hate monograms.
Giant inflatable pool decorations or yard decorations is chuggy. So, like, you know all the pictures of, like, girls, like, in the pool on, like, a giant unicorn?
Oh, on, like, a, yeah, on, like, a swan.
It's chuggy. On a swan. I yeah, exactly.
I mean, that was so two years ago. I'll agree with that. So we should not be putting our baddie drink holders in the pool.
Okay, let's talk about skinny jeans.
Okay, I'm super.
I know you don't really wear skinny jeans.
I don't really wear jeans.
Right.
Because my shape is very weird for them. Like my stomach, there's never a tight enough button for my stomach, but my thighs are so huge that like I need the bigger size to get over my thighs. I've bought jeans thinking that they're my size and then I can't pull them over my thighs, but I measured the waist and the waistband would have fit. So I'm very against a jean, but I love me a bell-bottom jean, a super flare jean bell-bottom.
So I work with these girls, with these, like, kids, and, like, literally they think tight pants are, like, weird. Like, they wear, like, baggy, not, like, oversized, like, I mean, wrapper baggy. But I'm talking about like their jeans are like loose. It's weird.
They're like the boyfriend cut, but like not boyfriend cut because they're long to the floor. And yeah. You wear them with weird, ugly, clocky sneakers. Mm-hmm. I know
I've
seen it.
It's really like fucking weird. So many of these things that are just like, oh, cool. This is fashion from the 90s.
Right. And they think they're bringing it back. I'm like, bitch, I did this in first grade.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas already had that middle cut.
Yeah, JTT ran this shit. Relax, Whitney.
I don't know. I just
take your JNCOs and like shut that, up.
That. Like, I don't care how chuggy black leggings are. Like, I'm still gonna forever own 390 pairs.
I think
of them.
I've literally hit 100 pairs.
Yeah, it's really disturbing.
It's disturbing, and I love them, and I'm not sorry.
Top knots, chuggy.
Top knots, like a messy hair. Bun.
Yeah.
Nah. How else are you supposed to clean your house? What are you supposed to do with your hair?
Oh, this is like a super chug, they say. The Gucci belt. Like,
okay.
It's super chuggy.
Yes, I will give you that. First of all, and also, gentlemen, please, New Jersey, New York gentlemen, if you're wearing a Gucci belt, can it please be covered by a shirt and also not be the print on the waistband? It just be like a plain old standard like flat plate Gucci belt where we know it's expensive, but we don't have the G's because I can't.
I once had a Gucci belt show up to my house like they got delivered to the wrong address.
Did you keep it?
I held on to it because I was like, what do I do with this now? It's not like I can go and take it. No, I kept it for like a month, and then it was like around Christmas time. And so I was like, I'm going to sell it. And so I sold it on Facebook.
Boo.
And then the guy who bought it from me gave me fake money.
Actually, I'm not surprised by that.
Yep. Fully fake.
Anyone buying a Gucci belt off Facebook deserves fake money.
So rude. I could have used that money.
Had you, like, when did you realize it was fake? When you got home?
Yeah, when I got home, because it was freezing fucking cold. We were meeting upside, like, out of Taco Bell. He was super late, and so by the time he got there, it was like, cool, here's this, thanks for the money. Went home, and I got home, and I was like, this is literal fucking paper.
How much?
$400.
Oh!
Oh, that hit.
That hit hard.
Yep. Yeah, it was rough. I looked it up, and the belt was worth, like, $600, and I think this is stupid, but if someone's going to pay that, whatever.
I feel like getting fake money off of Facebook is very chuggy.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
All right. Ooh, this one's going to hurt. Victoria's Secret pink. If you're wearing pink anywhere on you.
No, that's not going to hurt. That shit has been played out for the last 13 years. And Juicy Couture. Goodbye.
If you smell like Victoria's Secret perfume, you're chug.
Like Dream Angels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think is the name of it. My mom has the Dream Angels lotion in her bathroom. So, bye.
Man, your mom's so chug.
I know.
The infinity sign, a tattoo or a necklace, chuggy.
Okay.
You got that, Alan? You got that?
No, my mom's got it.
Our little Gen X.
So, like, you know when people go out for their birthdays and they wear, like, a birthday sash or, like, a crown?
No. Chuggy. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't care if it's even your bachelorette party. Don't do that.
How do you feel about this? Matte liquid lipstick. Chuggy.
No. Fuck you guys. Matte is all I live in. I don't even use gloss. I hate the feeling of gloss. It makes skeeves me the fuck out. And then always a fucking catch of wind like this. And then my hair is now full of lip gloss. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, even on video right now, we can see that Tracy's is very matte. And then Jess is just, like, shining full like a diamond gloss. Over there.
I don't have anything on.
Well, I prepared for this. I wasn't going to be chuggy on camera. On,
but I am. I live and die by matte lip gloss. Velvet
matte. So you're telling me that pigtails aren't chuggy?
How is pigtails not on that list?
Because I say so. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about all these things. I do feel like a lot of this stuff sums up like 2011. like I get it. I get where this is like all coming from. How do you feel about button down tie front tops being chuggy?
I don't own anything like that.
Like, anything that like ties in the front.
Oh no, fuck that. I own everything like that. I think my button down, like a button down men's shirt. That I don't like. But the tie in the front is like pretty much all I wear.
I know. And they said like anything with like the holes in the shoulder. No, because it's chuggy.
Yeah, I don't like the cold shoulder they call it, which is even cornier. No, fuck that shit. But the tie in the front, I literally haven't gone out anywhere in public in like a lounge or a club or a dinner and haven't seen a million people in that. So there's no way. And they're not my age. They're young.
That's chuggy.
Maybe
fashion.
I shouldn't be wearing it. Cool. But they are. So how the fuck?
Okay, what else do we have here? That's,
and they are young.
Some things belong to young people.
Can you guys think about any like chuggy like singers, like or bands that would be chuggy? So,
yeah, like
for
pretty
example,
much every boy band.
Pitbull is chuggy
for sure. He's also really 50 something.
He's the ultimate chug. I would have to say like the show Jerseylicious is chuggy.
I don't think anybody that shouldn't even be in a category. That shit is so fucking embarrassing.
Can you guys think of any other things that might be chuggy?
I'm just thinking about like all the things that used to be popular that just aren't anymore and wondering when they're going to come back in style.
Like
now.
What?
So do you remember like all the like colorful plaid pants and shorts and stuff that were really popular for like 2 years?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. I guess that's a my age thing.
I don't know what you're even talking about, if I'm being honest.
No, in middle school for us, that was like all the girls had like multiple. It was like pink plaid shorts and all this shit. Like, I had at least 4 pair of plaid shorts for some fucking reason.
You wore pink plaid shorts?
No, mine weren't pink. Mine were like an ugly green and like
I've
a
seen
red.
People like at the golf course wearing that. I'm confused. And like schoolgirl costumes that I may own.
Are schoolgirl costumes chuggy?
Not that not by the people yeah. I've been asked to wear them by.
Yeah, like probably being Britney Spears schoolgirl for Halloween is like.
Oh,
chuggy.
But for Halloween,
that's a chuggy Halloween
wasn't talking
costume.
About Halloween.
Oh. Nick Lachey is definitely chuggy.
Yeah,
I don't even know if he's still around.
I think
around,
he was but... when we were young too. But okay, he was always way older.
He's I literally 40, was not... right?
He's so cool.
Yeah, I saw something on TV the other day, and it was like about his wife in a new TV show, and my dad goes. Is that Nick Lachey's wife? I was like, yeah. He goes, he was married to Jessica Simpson. I was like, yeah. I was like, why am I?
Why are we playing the trivia game?
Yeah, like, why are we doing this reliving of reality TV shows?
Is this chicken I have or is this fish?
Shut up, Boomer. That's what I would have said to my dad.
Shut it, Boomer.
They don't have anything like that for Gen X. What am I? Shut up, Gen Xer.
I just realized. No, stop everything. Did you make my name?
No.
It says Trey Hottie. Who did that?
Alan. So if you guys
I
are.
I just realized it says Trey Hottie.
If you guys are watching this on Zoom, which I really kind of hope you're not, she is
I'll
Trey
like,
Hottie.
Wait a minute. Is that my name?
What's Alan's name?
I can't see. Alan, what's yours say? Dimly wit. Fucking boring. It should say
here,
Daddy.
Here. I've got it. I got one.
Can you change it to Daddy, D-A-D-D-I-E?
Yeah,
you thank
you. Plugging yourself?
Oh, Alan Hottie. Alan Naughty. Goodbye. It says Alan Naughty.
I called Rachel Batty Mommy the other day at a football game, and
did
she
punch
was
you?
So fucking upset.
Yeah, that's weird.
Did she punch you?
Well, my parents didn't know that y'all call me Batty Daddy, and she had said something about it, and they were like,
well, because it's creepy.
It is creepy.
It's like, for sure creepy, yeah.
I feel very uncomfortable that your parents know this now. And I'm friends with your mom on Facebook, so.
Well, cool. Moving on.
All right. Chuggy, you know what? Let's do a quick break. And when we get back, I want to talk about Chuggy.
She can't even say it. That's how old she is.
When we get back, we're going to talk about chuggy phrases because you might be using them in your Instagram captions. And if you are, you need to stop right now.
I'm going to put money on it. It's me. It me.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
There are over 90,000 people missing at any time, and over 500,000 are reported missing every year. And that's just in the United States. I'm Mike Morford.
And I'm Jess Betancourt. And in our podcast, Missing Persons, we discuss cases of people who have gone missing under mysterious circumstances. And we're joined in each episode by guests who are either related to the missing person, investigating their disappearance, or advocating for answers in the case.
Missing Persons is available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and there are dozens of episodes to binge on right now. Subscribe today so you don't miss an episode. We've all seen the headlines in the news of how someone lost their life in an act of cold-blooded murder. And while it's sad and grabs your attention, most people go on with their day without giving it another thought. But have you ever stopped to think about the life of the person at the center of the news story? They were more than just a headline or a statistic. They were someone's loved one or friend. I'm Mike Morford, and my podcast, The Murder of My Family, dives into some of those stories to help listeners get to know the person who was lost and how their death affected those closest to them. Listen to The Murder of My Family everywhere you listen to podcasts. There are well over 100 episodes to binge on now.
Okay, guys, we are back. My little Chugsters. I know you guys are listening to this and you're all probably hating like us. 90% of you are like,
yeah,
feeling very attacked. But you should know that we are too.
We are also very attacked.
Like,
also because I didn't know this was our episode today, I feel extra attacked. Just had time to prepare.
Yeah, I didn't really want you to Google and see how chuggy you were before the episode. I'm trying to take a look at you. I think those hoop earrings are chuggy. What else?
For
you got
sure,
going
everything.
On?
Probably my nails, my rings. In like a month and a half, it'll be my finger tattoos.
You know what's probably most upsetting is I'm pretty sure calling yourself a baddie is too.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. It for sure is.
Welcome to Chug Examples.
Chug Examples. All right, Chuggy phrases. You probably have captioned one or two of your pictures on Instagram, Facebook with these. So let's start with.
I don't want to play this game.
Girl boss. Anything no. Girl boss.
No.
Chuggy.
I hated that from the beginning.
But first, coffee.
I've said but first, but not coffee.
Chugs. Anything AF, ultimate chug.
Me.
Dog mom.
Nope.
Chuggy. It's wine o'clock.
No. No.
I did a thing.
No. So I did a thing. All right. Yeah. I fucking hate when people say that. I don't know what it is that I hate, but like I fucking hate it.
I did a thing.
That, I got called out. Yeah.
You did that? You wrote that?
I do that. Almost all the time, because like I very very rarely post, and whenever I do, it's mostly like when I bought that car, when I get a tattoo.
Oh yeah, he did so write that. He wrote, "So I did a thing," and then he posted the car he bought. Yeah. I remember that. I remember yikes. Thinking he, yeah,
big yikes.
All right,
big yikes, Chuggy. All right, adulting. Who's done that?
Adulting.
Yeah. Hashtag
I've
adulting.
I've put. I don't want to adult today.
You're borderline a chug. How about all the feels?
No, I say things like catch flights, not feelings, which I live by because don't fucking catch feelings.
That's chuggy.
That's
chuggy.
Catch flights, not feelings.
I'll take it.
Keep calm and carry on is like
that's
chuggy summed up in the world of chug.
If chuggy was a if chuggy was a place to buy decor for your home.
Yeah. Keep calm and chew gone. That's the episode title.
That really sums up.
Yeah.
What like if you're trying to follow what it means
keep
to be
calm
chuggy,
and carry on. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Just seems like unnecessary advice you don't want.
Yeah, it is unnecessary.
Keep calm and carry on. Fuck you.
You're right.
Let me live in my misery for a fucking second.
Who invented that? And annoying. Why did we?
A mother. Someone.
Oh
mom.
No, that's. That used to be on propaganda signs during wartime. It started in England.
Helen knows so much and I hate it.
Did we offend somebody like by saying that?
No, but like okay. the actual design and like the posters that we see are recreations of what they used to put up.
Okay.
During wartime.
And then we turned it into like
a fucking
keep calm and watch football on Sundays.
A fucking hallway hanger.
It's just like don't you remember those ads during World War II that were like so
yeah, because I lived through World War II. How the I don't even know when World War II was.
What generation are the called? World War II people? They're like
the World War generation.
They're old as fuck.
Musket they're generation.
Dead. They're dead. Oh my god.
They're dead. Exactly.
How about not today, Satan?
Oh, yeah. I say that like in my head like 90 times a day.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready to let that one go yet.
I'm like super holding on to that one. That one's going to stay in the fucking safe.
How about like a boss?
No.
Alan, you've definitely hashtagged
like
your shit like that.
Something with, like,
you've definitely been
stuff.
Like dimly wit like a boss.
Boss
no,
bitch.
No, I have not. I've never been the person that's like that proud of myself to put like a boss.
Yeah, I don't.
But I also can't think of anything other than the Lonely Island.
What?
When I hear that. Oh,
what's
come
that?
On. The Lonely Island.
Alan, it's, know your audience.
It's from SNL. It's the
Alan, know your audience.
Baddies,
no, you know where I am
up.
On
tell
Saturday
you know
night? Partying. I'm not watching fucking Saturday Night Live. I'm out partying.
How about thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Oh, I've said it like 16 times on our bad example page. Every time I post something that people need to hear that's a PSA, I wrote, thanks for coming to TED Talk.
Well, then you're a big old chug.
That's right. Chugalicious. Let's go.
You're chugalicious. And last but not least, living the dream, which I love to say.
I hate it. I'm in nothing about my life is living the dream.
Well, aren't you
I'm just
living the dream? Yes, single mom wants to get three kids on the bus every morning. Hashtag living the dream.
I've got to add one, and it's definitely, it's not even just one quote. It's Bible quotes in general.
Oh, I don't think I've ever posted a Bible quote.
Ew.
I'm not like skilled.
Was that cool? That was cool at one point.
I love seeing people post like Bible quotes, and then the next picture on Instagram is like that them grass. Wasted.
Their ass in a thong.
Give me a good Bible quote, Alan.
Something with the Corinthians, preferably.
My favorite Bible quote is two words. Jesus wept.
Wow.
Is that the only one you know? Is that why you're saying that?
It is not, but like at this early in the morning, yeah.
Alan wept.
Alan wept.
Yeah, so how do you guys feel about being chewy? I mean,
can I stop you? What I hate more about this whole episode is, can't you just call us old? Like, the nickname of it is the worst part. It's so weird.
It's, yeah, right.
Chewy. It's like, I feel like I'm like some surfer from California. Like, oh my God, it's so chewy.
Like, I just feel like I'm going to go to Dunkies later and... Like
she texted me on the way here, Dunkies question mark? Yeah. And I was like, nah, good.
Okay, I texted Tracy.
Wrote, I'm not good.
Yeah, I texted Tracy.
I ignored her and came here.
I texted Tracy because I wanted Dunkin'. And clearly she's coming here. So I'm like, Dunkies? And she's like, nah, I'm good. So I'm like,
I was like, no, I'm not stopping. I need to get home.
It's still thirsty, but it's so, okay.
The definition of chuggy is the opposite of trendy. Stylish in middle school and high school, but no longer in style.
Way more fucked up than just saying old. Like the opposite of trendy. That's so fucked.
The opposite of trendy.
Fuck you
guys. Used when someone still follows these out of date trends. This may include, but not limited to, fashion, habits on social media, usage of slang, etc.
So I'm like 75%, I feel. Like a hard 75 and above.
Like, if we had one of those, like, 17 quizzes, how chuggy are you?
I'd be, yeah, sold.
We need to take this and ruin it for everybody and just, like, have everyone post chuggy, because the best part is we haven't said how it's spelled yet, and I can't wait to see how many people fuck that up.
Can we guess? Jessica can't, because she has a can. Do you have? Oh, you have. So it's just me, so I'm going to sound stupid alone. I want to say... natural reaction is chewgy, but I know that's not it. I know it's like got some weird U in there, chuegy, like something like that.
That was good, Dre.
Yeah, I like. Yes. I want to say like people that would be like, oh, I bet I know how to spell it. Would spell it chew, like to chew. But I think it's chuegy.
Uh huh.
Is it
close?
Yeah. Close or not?
Close.
How is it spelled?
Might spell it wrong. Chuegy. Oh,
because E becomes for you. Is that the same with the O?
No.
Dude, I don't know.
Is there like E? Is there like a literal word? Like
it's U before E, except after chuggy.
Oh God.
So like, did we have something like this for our parents, or did we just call them
like? Yeah, no, like, because what? They like. I remember my mom used to be like, "That's so bomb," and I'm like, "Don't say that."
Ooh, ow.
Or like. Or like, oh, is this still cool? And I'm like, oh, no one says cool. Like, I remember like stopping her. Yes, hip. Oh, groovy. She'd say that.
Like, I will say I did love the okay boomer like phrase. Like, I just, it's just so easy. Like, anytime my parents say pretty much anything, I could just respond okay boomer. And it's just.
But that's us now. That's them
us.
Responding to us now.
I know.
When I'm like, oh, what should I wear? A leopard print dress and over the knee boots. They're like, okay, chug.
And then you caption it like, living my best life.
Living my best life. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Oh. God, I can't help but like think of all the things that came before us, though. They're like, I can't
it's
even.
It's just
like,
generational.
That are popular now. Right. That are like popular now that I thought at the time were so fucking stupid. Like, so my dad in high school had a permed mullet.
No.
And like, mullets are back in fashion. And I'm like, what
no,
the fuck happened
they're not.
To us?
They're like, they're starting, like, we're letting people slide. They're not in fashion. I feel like we're letting people get away with it. And I don't know why it's, I know this kid who's 18 and he wore a mullet to his prom because I did a prom makeup of my cousin who went to the same prom and she's friends with him. And I thought, oh my God, I cannot believe he has a fucking mullet. But like, he's literally the most popular kid in their school. And I was like, is this like, are they making this a thing?
Yeah, like it's, well, a lot of hair, like long hair is very in, big hair. Just
yeah,
a
like
mess,
these
hot
kids,
mess.
These hot kids now, like they're yeah. like considered hot. Like, I don't know. I can't even give you an example of like one that's like younger, but they like don't do their hair, but they have like a muffin fucking top of hair yeah. and then all shaved on the sides. Like my best friend's little brother has like the long hair on top. And I'm just like, I get it. You look really cute. But like, this would never have slid like for us in our year.
It's
like,
weird.
This is not okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
But also we had frosted tips. So fuck us, you know, ooh. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We thought
yeah,
that
we
was okay.
We had man
too.
Buns.
And we had blowouts. So. We had Jersey Guido blowouts. And we thought that was okay.
I mean, like,
so.
A-Rod literally had, like, golden tips. Like,
yeah. There was a lot so of things aggressive. That were not okay that we thought were okay. Like, taking a kissy face picture in every fucking picture with your fingers like this.
Tugi. How about
low-rise jeans with a high-rise thong.
Shoot. Oh, and they're bringing that back. I just saw a fucking ad to like customize your own G-string. Like whatever you want it to say, it'll say. And I'm like, why is anybody wearing my
own? How the fuck are you reading something on a G-string? It's
because
a piece of fucking
it's
fabric.
Supposed no, the part that goes over your hips.
Oh.
And you're supposed to like wear it outside your jeans. And I'm like, ew, are we also all getting tramp stamps again or not?
Here's another Chugi thing that I think is so funny because it definitely is like the time period of Chug is food trucks.
What?
Food trucks.
How are you supposed to eat when there's
food
no
trucks
restaurant?
Are fucking astounding.
But they're
no.
Chugi.
No, they're not.
They're astounding, Alan.
If I go see,
I
if
I've never heard
trucks.
You call
if
anything
out,
astounding.
If I'm out and I see a food truck, I'm like, we have to grab.
That's
food.
What I'm saying.
We need to have this food.
That's what I'm saying. You'll see a fucking like beautiful restaurant and a food truck, and you're like,
I'm going to
food
the food truck.
Truck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. On the run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to fucking both. So,
how about now, Alan? Not your actual mustaches. Like mustaches aren't Chugi, but you know, like. When mustaches were like everything. Do you know what I'm saying?
Where it was just like only the mustache, everything else shaved.
Yeah, like mustaches were so cool. You'd put them on like your computer. Like they were just like a cool icon, mustaches. And
that's like my Febreze has a mustache on it. I call him Mr. Fabrizio.
Exactly. Well, that's not Chugi. That's corny. As Tracy would say.
Hey, at least I know how to spell it.
First of all, I was pretty close. And if he gave me another
impressed.
Minute and said, try one more, I would have switched the E and the U. But I don't know why.
I'm in with Febreze, not.
Oh. Oh.
I don't know. This list just has me bath bombs, Chugi. Like,
I don't think I've ever used a bath bomb for me. Like, I put them in with my kids because they like, I don't think I've ever used them with me.
Well, you're missing out on your best Chugi life then.
I don't love baths. I get anxiety when it's too hot in there. I'm like, okay, I gotta get out now. Like, I gotta get out. I'd rather take a fucking cold bath, aka the pool.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what to take from this episode. I don't know if we should actively change.
I'm not actively changing anything.
I just
I'm
know
gonna
I'm
gonna do it more.
Leave this. I'm gonna do it more.
I'm gonna do it more and just piss all of them off.
I just know I'm gonna leave this house and just feel like
I finally
head
got
to toe
Sammy.
Attack.
But this is like okay. So Sammy has been rocking a side part for probably 17, 18 years. Not negotiable. Not changing. It is where it stays. And then I've been telling her. You should wear it in the middle. Like, I feel like it would look so good in you. Then she never would. I would never do that. I'm side part only. Okay, whatever. This year, she whipped out the middle part for the first time. And it is life-changing.
You love it?
Yeah. And I'm like, you have been missing out on this forever. It's the best look on you. It, like, perfectly frames your face.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, didn't listen. And then now she's rocking it. And she's like, oh, my God, it looks so good. I'm like, yeah, bitch. And now I feel like I anti-chugged her.
Yeah,
I was the anti-chuger and I changed her.
Well, for those wondering, like
I'm a huge middle part
They're
girl.
They're saying so. The side parts are like very out, aka choogy. So yeah, middle part all day. And if you're wearing a side part, like you're just showing your age.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the first to like flip the hair, but like I'll
That's
never.
That's the thing. I'll leave the house with the center, but by the time I'm home.
Oh, I'm flipping. It's for not. Sure. It's I just need volume at that point, but yeah. I will never physically part it on the side.
Yeah.
There's none of that. I think for my wedding was the only one, which we all know how that went. So, chug. So, no, I always part it in the middle, but I end up flipping it.
Oh my God. I just read one of things that are chuggy. That, like, within it has something that's so fucking outdated. Thinking Netflix is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Saying something's the greatest thing since sliced bread
is the oldest thing you could say.
Is fucking old as fuck.
So, like, Netflix and chill is like, we invented that. We're the chugs.
Yeah, but fuck that. I mean, you guys are benefiting from our creation of Netflix.
Yeah, how many blowjobs have you gotten?
Yeah, you're welcome. Fucking welcome.
I mean, at this point, they've got a new thing. It's called Disney Plus and fuck. And it's just straight going for it.
Imagine watching like a princess movie and then fucking to no. it. Like Netflix and chill over Disney and fuck. I'm uncomfortable with Disney and
like
fucking
Disney
in
and
the
fuck.
Same conversation.
Oh my God. There's some that I feel like are targeting death a little here. Being obsessed with Apple products.
Chugs.
Using the phrase this one. Similarly, boy did good.
Your boy did good.
I can't.
Using the phrase my person or my human.
People use that so much. You're now my it's person. My yellow.
Caring about the Kardashians.
Bet you didn't know about that, bitch. If someone says yellow on something, that means like that's their thing, their person.
Whoa. I don't get it.
Yellow is from the
it's
Coldplay
their
song. Yeah, it's from the Coldplay song.
So I'm just like, what's up, yellow?
If you just put like, if you put a picture of Denny and you wrote my yellow, people would be like, that's my person.
Whoa.
I know that.
Wait, why?
From the Coldplay song.
It was all yellow.
Yeah. Can we have to pay for that
for
now?
You.
Yeah, we
can
with,
we cut her?
Copyright.
Cut this bitch out.
Yellow.
But
thinking
I know that
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are couple goals.
No,
that's fucking Chugs.
She's annoying as fuck.
She's the worst. Sorry, Chugs.
Places that have exposed light bulbs. So like, you know, the ones that are like the old timey light bulbs and the bars that are like those hipster fucking bars that have nothing but those.
I love those light bulbs. Chuggy.
Thinking a French bulldog is the only dog breed.
No.
Wow, just feels super fucking targeted right now.
In my defense, my dog is 7, so I started that trend. Thank you.
Charcuterie boards? Fuck off. Cheese and meat is amazing.
Yeah, there's nothing. You can't go wrong with cheese and meat.
That is millennial. It is very us, though.
Wearing a denim jacket.
That's 80s. That's not chuggy. That's 80s.
Referring to your plants as your babies or children.
Those people are sociopaths.
Yeah, fuck those people.
Using Bumble and no other dating apps.
That's me.
Ooh. Speaking of this, liking Coldplay.
Oh no, do we just come full circle?
I feel like a rotation has shifted in the universe. Oh, how can you say liking Coldplay is chuggy and then use one of their songs as like a new Gen Z, is it? Gen Z, like, fucking cute quote. How can you do that? That's hypocritical, you little fucking assholes.
This is rude. Giving your car a name once you're older than 18.
All right.
Sorry about it.
I have a question for legal and also, you know, security purposes. What is, what age cutoff would be Gen Z? Just, you know, just asking.
Good question. Let's see.
I need to know if I'm...
You're definitely not Gen Z.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking
but
about...
But is she banging a Gen Z?
I just need to know.
All right.
I need to know the age that's considered Gen Z.
So, boomers are born 46 to 64. So, if you're between the ages of 57 and 75, you're a boomer.
Okay.
Oof. Tough.
Born between 65 and 80, so you're between 41 and 56, you're Gen X.
That's not me.
Born between 1981 and 1996. Your That's age me. Is 25 to 40. You're a millennial.
Okay. That's me.
Gen Z, you're born 97 to 2012. You are 9 to 24. I think Whoa. It's younger
we
than
We just
that
made it. Oh, my God. What's after that, Alan?
I think it's Gen Y now, which doesn't make any fucking sense. Cause, like,
I think
we
the
went
letters
ecstasy.
Are out of
Who makes
order,
these things anyway. Up?
We're I have good. No idea.
It's millennial over here. We're good. We're fine. Everything's fine. We're good. We're fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Barely. You're barely fine.
We made it.
Like, so myself and my brother Corey both were millennials. Thomas is the youngest. He was born in 2000. Ooh. He's a Gen Zer.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off, Thomas.
Damn it, Thomas.
I don't know. I feel like... You know what? If all of these things are choogy, I feel like we gave the world like a really happy, like we gave people.
Yeah, we gave you guys so much shit. So you're
pumpkin
welcome.
Spice lattes like, and Target and Pinterest. Like you can't be mad at these things.
Yeah.
Like
I would like a fruit basket as a thank you.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Although I don't
eat.
We gave you avocado toast. Fucking sue me.
We gave you avocado toast. Sit the fuck down and shut up.
We realized you could take a piece of fucking bread and a fucking avocado.
Put some fucking everything Boom. But the bagel seasoning on that shit. You're welcome.
Boom. You're welcome. How about a you're welcome instead you're of welcome. Fucking choogy? How about you're welcome. Welcome? How about... Oh, red velvet. You're welcome.
Yeah, red velvet. How dare you?
Brunch.
The audacity you're welcome. Of not liking red velvet. Brunch. Don't let me never see any of you at a Batagra brunch or a fucking Gabriella's brunch. Let me not see you, little motherfucking Gen X's there. Gen
I can't
Z's.
Wait until we get comments on our. Post for this episode and it's just like okay boomer.
Oh no, don't call us boomers. I just checked, we had Alan check, I'm definitely millennial.
You know what's fucking funny is I'm now on a BuzzFeed like list Chugi. Of what's choogy
and you're on BuzzFeed.
They're just they're god they've got
BuzzFeed is choogy.
Exactly.
Do they have
too
themselves
much
on
going
there?
On
I don't know yet. I elementary think... school teachers is on here as choogy. I'm sorry. What the
Who,
fuck?
What?
Learning?
Who's supposed to teach the kids?
Not I.
Having IBS is chewy.
I think that in general is not.
Wait, what?
IBS.
That's when you poop your pants?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Ew, I agree. That's chewy. Get out
it's
of here.
Gross. Flirt- it's not chewy. It's fucking gross.
Flirting using gifts is chewy.
No, fuck okay. that. That is how I survive.
BuzzFeed...
Just fuck BuzzFeed.
Just
they're all
just choogy next yeah, level. Get the just, fuck out of here. Shitting
you,
your pants
BuzzFeed.
Is not choogy. That's not a thing that
it's
was
fucking
cool.
Gross.
What are they saying? What are they
this
saying?
This one is attacking my parents. Rooster themed kitchens.
Yeah, that's
such
not
such a southern thing.
That's not choogy. That's way older southern. Than us. Yeah. Yes. Get the fuck out.
Tracy, here's one for you. They've got Valentine's Day as choogy.
I agree.
Oh, there we go.
I agree. It's not only choogy. It's fucking ridiculous. Don't celebrate.
Harry Potter tattoos.
Agree.
Being conventionally hot is choogy.
What does
Buzz
that mean?
Buzz off. How's
so
that?
So they're like, they're basically they're saying like people like Henry Cavill who are just like the typical kind of hot, they're choogy.
Like textbook Which, hot.
Textbook hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Not like my version of hot.
So wow, SantaCon, a great one. Choogy.
Well, yeah, because it used to be good. Now it sucks. So now, yeah, put it under choogy.
How about,
sure.
How about this one that I didn't say? Try French tips. Choogy.
No, fuck that. Actually, mine are neutral right now, but usually I'm in French.
I'm being fully attacked. The state of Virginia.
They came for you hard, Alan. They came for you and the entire state.
Oh, shit. I forgot about this product. Herbal essence product.
I don't know. Those shouldn't just, it should just not be used.
That's
not even
not,
choogy.
No.
That's just like, it's a shit product.
BuzzFeed is
I'm
so
sorry.
Choogy that they can't figure out choogy. It's embarrassing.
Late yeah. 90s, early 1000s, everyone had one of those in their house.
What?
Like, I guarantee, like, the herbal essence, like, my mom.
Oh, the
sure,
urge to herbal? Had- those were my favorite commercials.
Yeah, when she'd like come in the shower. She'd be having a fucking orgasm in the shower. She'd be
like, yeah, orgasming in the shower. And then she'd magically appear in the jungle with like a natural waterscape and then be like, she's got the urge to herbal. And I'd be like, is this a fucking soft and then porn?
Alan's angel mom, who's yeah. like, goes, leaves church to go get herbal essences. Yeah, like, something is like, fucked something's up there. Off.
Yeah.
Crock pots.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's cooking. It's survival. It's eating. BuzzFeed, fuck you. You don't even know what the word means.
Crockpots. Crockpots were...
They're just to eat. They're not old. They're just literally like, that's being like, oh, a pan. It's fucking old. Don't use a frying
Naming
pan.
Your dildo.
Okay. We did that. Excuse me. Michael B. Jerkin.
Look at him in the background right there. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. Michael B. Jerkin.
So cute.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The month of October.
Oh, I'm a November baby, so I don't really give a fuck.
I don't know. I'm a proud shug. Like, I don't give a fuck. Judge me. I just came to that conclusion. Like, you either do away with half the stuff you love in life, or you just be proud of being a chuggy, and I am.
I'm a chug.
I'm a chug. My name is Jess Hottie, and I'm a chug.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you for coming to our session.
Baddies, please don't be angry at us. We agree.
Chug examples.
Chug example.
It's all good.
All right, Chugsters. We will see you next Tuesday. Chugsday.
Chug on.
Is that too much? Too far?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
God, we're so fucking corny.
You're old as dirt.
She did a thing.
Goodbye.
I did a thing. See you next Chugsday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.